Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Apparently, the car issue is not over as Dell. It's not here yet, and Lance. Hopefully, Dell gets here. We're not sure, though.
I kind of don't want him to. Yeah, he's just been on the phone with me trying to yap. I know what I'm doing here on this board. Whenever I want, I can do that. So I know exactly what I'm doing. Oh! Look at that.
Oh, no.
The Houston Rockets point that can happen.
See,
so just keep that in mind.
I wish you didn't know anything about the board.
Yeah, it took me one day to know the whole board. I kind of know sound now, how to play sound, but not really. Dell wanted me to just go in studio and just, you know, turn the mic on and just, I can just start talking and we can pretend like it's regular, but I don't want to do that.
No, you want
to sit behind this board.
That's
push, I want to push buttons and I don't have my music on. Anymore. Oh, there we go. Still there in the background somewhere. I was just making sure.
Dickie Dale will never die as long as you're on that board.
No, because it's going to be an everlasting loop.
Yeah. No.
So your little gizmo that I gave you, you watch the Rockets that come in loud and clear?
I've got Fubo now. I can watch everything. I got Fubo.
Well, you got Houston Fubo, though.
I got Houston Fubo.
Well, how does this work?
I can watch it here.
How? Is it, you mean like a login?
Yeah, I just log in, and since it's
on your TV,
I've got Fubo, and so I watch on my TV Houston Fubo. So here I'm watching Houston. I just did it that way.
Well, yeah. The thing is, but it worked for you, doesn't it? The other one.
The other one works.
Okay.
It
buffers sometime.
It buffers a lot.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah. So I watched it, and it was gross. How do you blow a double digit? How do you shoot 37%?
I mean, because in the second half you were bad. It was, you know, in the first half they didn't even play great in the first quarter, and Alperen Şengün had 10 rebounds in the first quarter, and it was like, this is going to be so easy. They build an 18-point lead, and then they kind of cut it before the half a little bit, and you're like, I mean, they'll probably win this by about 16, 17. And every single time that it got cut just a little bit, I just kept thinking, surely this isn't going to be close. Surely this isn't going to be a game. Surely they're not going to lose. Oh, my God, they're going to lose. That's how it went. And
you got to turn my mic up.
That's easy. No problem. I know how to do that.
How's that?
Yeah.
Turn it up.
Yeah, that's right. It's up. It's up.
All the way up. All the way up. So that everybody can hear me.
Okay, so you need to turn yours up because I got you as loud as you can go. I'm watching you on the board.
And how? And is it up there with yours, or do you have to turn yours down a hair?
I guess I have to turn mine down to where it's not perfect, and we'll just let you sound like you're whispering about the Rockets.
No, I'm not whispering about the Rockets. How's that? Is that better, people? Everybody,
turn some bait. Put some bait. Yeah, it's better.
It's better. Okay,
yeah, it's better.
Always keep it up there. You remember now?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else do I do? What else can I push? Dell just got in. I want to try to play something real fast.
Wait, you just stay on that board.
I know,
but I was going to... Dell a little lesson.
Oh, he's here. Damn it.
Okay.
It's all fun and games till Dell gets here.
Yeah, no, now Dad's here.
Here, you just talk for a second.
Okay. No, I'll keep on talking. How do you... I mean, LP had 10 rebounds. You know how he had 10 rebounds in the first 4 minutes of the game? He kept missing shots, and they all kept missing shots. In the he had 9 points and 10 rebounds in the first 6 minutes. Goodness gracious. Make a shot, guys. They're the game. And Jalen, how about driving to the basket once in a while instead of 15 three-pointers? Jalen, you're not a great three-point shooter. I don't know why. This offseason, he must have gone, well, I can shoot threes now. I'm a three-point. I'm James Harden all of a sudden. I mean, come on. Drive to the – use your athleticism. 9 for 23 from the field for 28 points. Not good. That's not good. And the deepest team in the league, the starters, 33 minutes, 31 minutes, 34 minutes, 37 minutes, 35 minutes. They were benched. Eason, 13 minutes. Amon, 22. Cam Whitmore played 8 minutes. Jock Landale, why are you in there for 10 minutes? I don't know why he's in there at all. Reed Shepard, just 16 minutes. 2 of 5 from the field. Coach, let him play. I thought we were the deepest team in the world. What the hell? What the hell happened to our deep team? I know we're 10 deep, but, well, I guess we are. Steven Adams, I guess.
Wasn't that part of the problem? Who do you play and when do you play him?
No, but how about 30 minutes for all the starters and the bench doesn't get any time? I thought we were the deepest
team. Well, Reed played a lot in the first. He played half the first quarter and a big chunk of the second quarter. I think defensively they started losing their lead when Reed Shepard was in.
No.
And
who you know who had the worst plus minus?
Well, I don't know who had it, but
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, but that had nothing to do with his play though. I mean,
Amen, Tari and Jalen.
Yeah, because that's when they went on a run. They started hitting those threes.
Yeah.
I don't think it had anything to do with their level of defense. Those guys were defending. Reed's just a little bit small. You could see. I thought Van Vliet played a little too much for being so bad yesterday. Man, that guy could shoot it all.
2 for 11 from 3. 2 for 11.
Well, the two that he hit were in the fourth quarter. They were big threes, but I mean, so you know, but it doesn't wash away how bad the game was. It was just, and that's one game. I'm not going to flip out. My son Mason wants everyone gone. He's like, this is terrible. I knew Jabari was a joke. He's trash. He's like, I can't do this after game one. I can't have this in my house after game one.
For this? I mean, it was awful.
They got red hot. The Hornets got red hot. The Rockets were cold. The ball was sticky. They were just isolating. I was surprised an Ime Udoka coach team was that undisciplined at the end. They were turning it over, but they were taking just isolated shots. It was. And Alperen Şengün, frankly, lost all confidence in the second half. He got bullied by their bigs and then started turning the ball over because, you know, sometimes Alperen would just fall forward and just fall to the ground. You know, he gets himself in trouble with his balance sometimes. But I thought in the second half, man, their bigs really gave him some problems, and he just stopped being aggressive and looking for his shot. In the first quarter, you couldn't stop him. Then all of a sudden, and remember, this is a team that lost their best player, Brandon Miller, in the first quarter. They lost Brandon Miller in the first quarter to injury. You had an 18-point lead, and you still lost. So, really disappointing loss. The energy in the crowd just got completely sucked out of the whole building. And then, you know, it was just a matter of, I mean, like I said, it is one game, but it was, you could tell Ime wasn't sure what kind of lineup to work with in the fourth quarter. He went with his all small forward lineup of Dylan Brooks, Amen Thompson, Tari Eason at one point with Fred VanVleet and Alperen. Then he took Alperen out and he brought in Jabari Smith and went real small. And he just couldn't figure out what lineup was going to work because Alpi didn't play well in the second half and Fred VanVleet couldn't shoot for almost the entire game. Jabari was a zero offensively. Dylan Brooks couldn't shoot. Like this team just couldn't shoot straight yesterday.
No.
Almost no fast break points. I think they had
37%. 37%. That's unacceptable, especially with Dylan Brooks. Come on inside. I mean, six shots and three of them are threes. Come on. Get Jabari, are you even playing? Are you 33 minutes? He took seven shots, four rebounds, five rebounds. I mean, what the hell? I mean, that was extremely disappointing. You don't lose this. See, that's one of the games that you thought that last year they gave away some games, right? And they won 41 games, and they gave away some games. That was a giveaway game right there.
Right.
They were up double digits most of the way, and they just gave it away. Another fourth quarter just
How many minutes did Cam Whitmore play yesterday?
Eight
right?
Minutes.
So this is exactly what I was bringing up before the freaking draft started. What happens when you draft a player? Because I'm glad they have Reed Sheppard. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad they did. But the thing that concerned me was, man, if you don't move this pick and maybe a player on your roster for another player, where are minutes going to go for guys? Like, what are you going to do if you add another player who has to play? And you see the results of that. You're going to have somebody's not going to be happy. Like, you keep giving Cam Whitmore 8 minutes. Just go ahead and prepare to see an article about Cam Whitmore, see videos of him being upset. You're going to see that. I promise you that. But I don't know where. Like, can Dylan Brooks play this long with Tari Eason and with impact players like Tari Eason and Amen Thompson on the roster? Like, should Dylan Brooks ever play more than 30 minutes in a game, in your opinion? I like the defense. We all do. But he's just so limited offensively. I don't know. I'm not sure how he's going to work out these minutes. And I don't think he knows either. And it's not going to happen overnight, though, John. Like, it's going to take some time for Ime to figure out, all right, because I didn't have Tari the whole year last year, basically. So how do we fit him in? Where do his minutes go? How are we handling the minutes for Amen, Reed, Jalen, and obviously Cam Whitmore? I think we're a work in progress for a little bit until he figures out who plays and who doesn't.
Well, and again, the deepest team in the league, I mean, and every starter played more than 30 minutes. Every starter was in there for more than
Well, two of them had really good numbers. And honestly, well, it was Alperin a good fourth really quarter good for Jalen.
Who was the second guy that had really good numbers?
Jalen Green and
Jalen Green was 9 for 23, 5 for 15 from 3.
Okay, but Jalen scored almost 30, and he
become this three-point shooter.
But Jalen took off in the fourth quarter, too. He's the one that was keeping you in the game, he and Fred.
Yeah. Oh, great. Great. Okay, play him in the fourth quarter then. But Reed Sheppard and Cam Whitmore and Amen and even Tari. And Tari wasn't great, and Amen was.
I thought Tari was just very average. Amen had a really good first half. Really good first half.
But then, I mean.
I can't point to a player who played well in the. Jalen Green played well in the fourth quarter, but I can't point to a player who played well in the second half. I can't find one. I don't know. Yeah. I mean. Was at the game, but you don't have to be at a game. If you're watching TV, you can see who the guys are who are playing and who aren't. And it's just, I don't know. It was just, honestly, it was like Charlotte didn't have a care in the world. They weren't playing tight at all. It felt like the Rockets started getting tight. They didn't play with confidence. They were just isolating. And here's Charlotte just free stroking threes. What did their three-point – I was a producer just now. I had the board up, so I don't have my stats up. What did they end up shooting from three? Because it felt like they shot about 90% in the second half.
38-5.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is good. 38-5 is good.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine, but I think in the second half it must have been really high.
Yeah, the second half was really good. Yeah, I mean, LaMelo had 34 overall. He was 4 of 12 from three. I mean, they were okay. Mann was 4 for 8. And Williams hit the big three at the end there to win the game. But
I mean, Grant Williams, that was disgusting. By the way, he bullied Alpi. Alpi didn't like it when Grant was really bullying him way out far from the post. I mean, that's where he does his best work, is faces you up and then dribbles you down and spins you and gets baskets. Man, he just didn't want it in the second half. It's like, I don't know what happened to him. I don't know what happened to the whole damn team.
No.
I know I had some gin and tonics, but immediately I'm getting text. Oh, you're the jinx. Not text, but tweets. Okay, it's official. You're the jinx.
You are. So you went to the Texas game? What happened there? You go.
Well,
to the
I went
game?
As a media member.
That doesn't matter. You were there.
That's different. I didn't go with my wife. That cannot be blamed on me.
No,
I'm not Ted Cruz.
You're the new Ted Cruz.
I'm not the new Ted Cruz.
You're the new, you're new and improved Ted Cruz.
I'm not Ted Cruz. I would have never let this grid situation get to this.
Uh, Well, you would have taken a trip to the Bahamas or wherever he went, to Cabo. You would have gone. Yeah, you would have.
No. I've never even been to Cabo once.
You tried to get out of the city when the one hurricane was coming. You went and you had a bottle of water that you gave to your dog.
Wait, I mean, that's because we were supposed to evacuate, John.
Well,
I didn't try to get out of the city. Houston was evacuating all of Houston.
Yeah. Guess what?
That's not a Ted Cruz move. I didn't fly on that. How did you get out of the city that day?
I don't remember. I can't remember that far back.
I don't know how you did, because this was. Did you fly out on that? That was in 2000 and like, that was when we were at 610. So that was like 2000.
I don't remember what happened that time.
Five or whatever. Yeah, that's what I thought. Ted Cruz it, but you're in a plane.
We're refugees.
And it took me 10 hours to get to. It took me 10 hours to get to Austin and to find my wife and son, my young son, who was, Alec was only like, it was Drake and Alec in the car. And Alec was only like a year old, but I'm Ted cruising with a 10-hour trip with a dog and Jeremy Foster riding in Contraflow.
That's right. You were Ted Cruz. That's right. You got out of the city as soon as you could on a beautiful cruise and cruising in your car. That's right. I'm talking right now about Gulf Coast Windows. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Jim Fiume, a guy who's been here He is definitely not. Ted Cruz. There's no question about that. The dude has been lucky as all get out his whole life. Here's the deal. I'll tell you, he's been lucky his whole life. Jim Fiume, this guy, grew up as an orphan in New York and came down here and made a great, great, great business. What a life he made for himself down here. You can still tell a little bit the New York accent, but dude has been unbelievable. What a business. What a tremendous success story this guy has been throughout his whole life. He's got the best windows in the market. He's got I'm looking at these sliding doors. I mean, it's not like regular sliding doors. They are primo. Everything that he does, every window that he puts in is done with excellence, okay? They really pride themselves on the installation, on standing behind their windows, the warranties. It's fantastic. You will not find a better window. They stand behind every window. You've got warranties. You've got their word that it's going to be put in the best. They don't leave until the windows are perfect. Pinnacle Award from the Better Business Bureau means you're the best, okay? And that's what Jim Fiume and Gulf Coast Windows are. You're looking for a window, a replacement window, 713-849-5454 or gulfcoastwindows.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, let me know if this is any better. Testing 1-2, testing 1-2. Test. Is that any better? Do we know? I'm messing with the mics now, with the mic now. It's the same? Well, let's see. How's that? Okay, here we go. That's better. Test. John and Lance, along with Dell, here with you on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad you could join us. We apologize for the... Dell did not have another battery issue, Jackie, so you don't have to worry about his alternator. You got your car... Your car issues are fixed, Dell? You're all good?
Yeah, it'll just be user error this time. Just have to account for traffic being an issue more than I already do, so I'll figure it out for Monday, because I won't be producing tomorrow.
Dell is not producing tomorrow.
He wasn't really producing today.
Well, not for the first 5 minutes.
I opened the show, and so this is my record, win or lose.
This is not a quarterback stat.
I was the opener.
Well, okay. Were you the opener against the Astros, the opener against the Guardians for the Tigers?
Do we do openers, John, now?
Yeah.
I was the opener for the show?
Producer of record?
I wasn't in long enough. I was a producer of record
Did you get to three batters?
I was a producer of record the other day.
Yeah, you got to three segments, so you were the producer of record.
I got to I got
more,
824. That was my win.
You have to at least get to three segments to become the producer of record.
No. Well, yeah. No, if you get the – yeah, you do. You have to have.
Yeah, you got to get the – yeah, those are the rules.
You got the win earlier this week, but you don't get – I don't think you can get this one.
No. But we appreciate you filling in. Thank you.
Yeah, it's just what I do. I'm a team guy. Not a surprise that I filled in and did admirably to make sure that this boat stayed afloat. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You guys feel really quiet when I was saying that stuff.
Shocked by your statement. We're trying to figure out how to respond. So you are a jinx or not a jinx? Not for the show, but for any other Houston
team. I don't think so, but I will just say I have a lot of losses at games that I'm cheering for cheering for my team. My team loses a lot. I will say that.
Yeah, your teams all lose a lot.
We'll say that. Rockets playoff games, losing. I mean, I've had some wins, but more losses than wins. Astros, playoffs, forget about it. But that's everybody has losing records here if you go to home games.
Yeah. Let's just face it, you're a loser. So when you go to games, we lose.
I'd rather be called a jinx than a loser.
Well, you fought the jinx label.
By the way,
now
how
look
did
at
John
you.
Not say Alpi Reese with all those rebounds and tip backs when he was – he wasn't getting real rebounds. He was just getting tip backs.
It was hit. He had 10 rebounds in the first 4 minutes.
That's what it looks like when you – if you don't watch Angel Reese playing and you say, my God, 19 rebounds. Dude, it didn't feel like Alperen Şengün was controlling the game with rebounds in the first quarter, and he had 10.
10.
And I was like, what the – Chris Fisher points out to me and goes, he's got 9 rebounds already. And this is like with 4 minutes ago. I'm like, 9? That's got to be a mistake. They can't already have 9 rebounds.
No,
he got the Angel Reese's.
He did. He did get the Angel Reese's.
Also, previously known as the Moses Malones.
Yeah, Moses Malone would do that a lot, too. It's just one game, but you know what? Memphis is coming. Those are the games that you got to win. Goodness gracious. A shorthanded Charlotte team. The league just begged you to be 1-0. They just here, Rockets, get off to a good start. And then you put that, 37%, 36.9% from the field. Goodness gracious. Jaylen, go inside. Stop shooting threes. You're not James Harden. 15 threes is too many for Jaylen.
That's way
it's too many.
Many. And he worked on his three-point shooting in the offseason.
Did he?
And he had some preseason games where he shot, I think he had a 7 of 11 game from three.
Well, he hit two in the first quarter. And so then he would just said, okay.
Well, I think that he's wants to look. Once you aren't shooting, like I thought Fred VanVleet took 11 threes, did you say?
Yeah.
I mean, 26 threes between those two guys. Come on now.
No.
In that game where it's not going, like you got to get the ball. They got away from the post. Like I didn't think Ime did a very good job yesterday in the second half. He couldn't find the right combinations. Thought he stayed small too long. They made a comeback because they're staying small and they're still hitting threes. They started really banging on the boards. Their big started really getting after the rebound total, and it was just disappointing. No, even though it was the offense has had some pace in terms of getting the ball up, they did not have – the Rockets didn't get many – I don't remember easy baskets. I mean, there was a couple dunks and everything, but it wasn't a lot of easy baskets for the Rockets in the second half at all. And frankly, not a ton in the first.
They scored 62 and 45. 40, what? I mean, it was just ridiculous. It was ridiculous what they did yesterday.
Anyway.
For 60 and 45. I mean,
I hope Gilbert didn't see this because he's going to be pissed.
Yeah,
he called in yesterday, but it wasn't about the Rockets. He wanted to talk about Fernando Valenzuela.
Yeah, we didn't talk about Fernando Valenzuela dying yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't even mention Fernando dying. That's at 63?
Seems like he was going to be older than that.
I didn't see a cause of death. Than anybody else? Did you guys see it?
Not yet, no.
Tommy John surgery.
You don't die from Tommy John surgery.
Oh, UCL.
That's not a cause of death.
What? Lance,
do you mean to use what John says? You don't know?
Sure.
You don't know.
If you want to, but you have to say it in that tone. You don't know.
You don't know.
Not you don't know.
You don't know.
No, that's not.
No, no, no. You don't know. You don't know.
I was telling somebody the other day, my forearm, like tightness in my forearm and at the bottom, and I'm like, I just said I got to take 3 and 4 days off from playing disc golf because I throw a forehand, which puts more strain on it, instead of backhand, which a lot of people do. And I said, can you – somebody was saying, wait, I think it was either Matt Harkrider or Solis. I said, can you imagine if I had to have a Tommy John surgery, how that would go on the show? It would just – I might as well just end my career.
You better
lie.
If I had
to have a Tommy John surgery from playing disc golf.
You better say you have some type of butt surgery before
you say
Tommy
John. It really
isn't going to
matter. If I come in with some kind of elbow surgery, I'm going to get it anyway.
Explain it as you fell off a ladder. Because if it's...
That's not going to be good either.
It's better than I got it because of my frisbee golf.
Yeah, that's... Well, first of all, it's disc golf, but yes. Well,
it's frisbee.
It's frisbee.
You're right. It would be substantially worse.
You were chasing a raccoon on your roof and you fell. Tell that story before
just
you
know,
tell.
Just know if I do end up having surgery at any point, I'm not going to... And I won't say anything else about Lance McCullers anymore because I'll know what his pain is. Like, yeah, we want to be out there, but we just can't be. So I'm opening up a new coffee
elbow
place.
Surgery is going to keep
by
you
the way,
from doing a radio show?
Nothing keeps me from doing radio shows. No injuries I've had have kept me from doing radio show. Even when I had bad COVID, I only missed one day. I'm pretty much the
Cal Ripken
of the show. But how about the fact that Maven Coffee's now in – I don't know. Was it there last year in Toyota Center? If it wasn't, it's there now.
It is?
Oh, yeah, baby. God. And he's got a new restaurant he's opening up, too. Like,
thank God Lance has got something going on. Thank God.
Well, he actually is very active.
Well, I know he's very active. In coffee.
Yeah.
Certainly not in pitching.
Is Lance McCullers the least accomplished person to ever, like, open up a business in, like, a city of like, the team he played for? Like, Dan Marino has, like, Dan Marino would open up a restaurant in Miami because he's Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Like
Vince Young, steak.
Yeah,
steak
he's Vince
there.
Young.
Ditka's got a steakhouse.
Yeah, those are the names we're talking about. Legends
James
in
Harden
the city.
Has his little restaurant.
He's
here.
An informed MVP, so that
no,
works
I mean,
out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. James is, to your point, Lance McCullers does have a
like
World Series ring.
Owen Daniels opened up a restaurant.
Lance
here.
McCullers has 2 World Series rings.
Yeah, okay.
And he pitched in the one. He pitched in both of them. Last time I checked, James did not throw 27.
He gave up 12 home runs in the one game he pitched. In 2022.
Hey, he was in the dugout helping guys out, too, with some words of wisdom. He threw 27 curveballs against the Yankees.
Okay, 27 curveballs. If I hear that one more time,
I know, is that
2017.
The most, like, I hear it all the time. Yeah. I don't care how many curveballs he threw.
And Jose Abreu was a former MVP.
Like,
okay?
why would your lead not be he got, you know, he was able to retire 6 straight hitters, or I guess that's what happened, against the against the Yankees. Why would it not be something like that instead of he threw 27 straight curveballs? No, it's the getting guys out that's the big deal. I got news for you. Lance McCullers was only throwing curveballs that year. He like didn't have any confidence in his fastball. He got completely away from it.
You know what else is curveballs? You remember the other 27 that's famous here in the city of Houston?
So it must be 24 straight curveballs and 27 missed threes in a row.
I think it's both are 27.
All right, I'm going to look it up because that
we're,
the magic
we're famous.
Number?
You know what? It should be called the 27 Coffee House. 27 straight curveballs. That's right. 27 straight curveballs and
Lance
27
McCullers,
straight.
It was 24.
It was 24. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The
24 consecutive curveballs to throw it, and that's the legend. Just 24 curveballs. Not that he got people out. To close out the Yankees, send the Astros the World Series. It's how many curveballs he threw. But he threw how many? How long did he pitch in that game? You only know this is 24 straight curveballs, John. How many innings did he pitch there?
Was that one inning? He threw 24. No, he pitched three innings.
I'm just asking how
he
many.
He threw 3 innings. I bet.
How many innings did he pitch?
Well, he got the save. I think he threw maybe 4 innings.
He threw 4 innings.
4 innings.
A scoreless relief, 41 of his 54 pitches were curveballs.
Yeah, and 24 straight.
He landed awkwardly on his left hip earlier in the game and wasn't comfortable throwing his fastball.
Oh, God.
John, that was
ball on a cup of coffee?
Well, he didn't have that yet. But that's a great moment. You got to turn that into a negative?
I don't know how else.
That's a Game 7 win, but we got to turn that into. And how do we get to Lance? Oh, because from Lance Maven. To Lance McCullers?
Yeah, I pulled it off the rails, but it's just because I saw a Maven Coffee. I mean, don't hate that he's got a good coffee. and he figured out a way to do cocktails, and now he's getting into the food business. Do something after. I like the fact that he's getting himself ready for life after baseball. Oh, I don't really think baseball is a thing
right
now. Life
after baseball, he's already life after baseball.
We're in life after baseball.
He's already in life after baseball. He hasn't pitched in 7 years.
Is Kawhi Leonard going to open up a donut place now?
He should.
He's made more money than Lance. I don't think he's going to.
Will Fuller's dog grooming. That's a thing.
It is?
That's good.
Probably.
We got to talk about, how about backyards?
But you thought it could be, though.
Yes.
We're talking.
He's
one
of the ultimate grifters.
By the way, Hoag Landscaping, I was talking to Hark, I think it was Harkrider the other day, who lives, like, he's in his neighborhood. He's like, he gives out whole candy, like, for, guess what, for Halloween, go to Hoag's house, because he gives out giant candy bars. Like, full-size candy bars.
Yeah.
And he said he buys, like, 1,000 of them. He spends a lot of money on candy for kids.
Well, it's not only that. He spends a lot of money in the community as well. They've given, like, over $2 million to charities. I mean, that's what Hoag does. I mean, I'm serious. Matt Hoag is really serious about being a big part of the community, even on Halloween. I mean, he's crazy. He's given more than $2 million donated, 80-plus Houston programs supported, 5,000-plus volunteer hours. It's on the website. It can't be inaccurate. It's on their website, and it is fantastic. What Matt does, I'm telling you, if you got a backyard and you want it to be special, go see some of the stuff that these guys do. They'll show you, they'll demonstrate what they've done in different backyards, and you'll be like, holy crap. The aerial views of some of these backyards is incredible. It's incredible. And, I mean, you want a great backyard. Of course you do. You want your TV. You want your setup. You want your kitchen. You want your pool. You want a wiffle ball field. You want whatever it is you're looking for. Basketball court, pickleball court. You've got it all at Hoag Landscape Services. He'll make your backyard something really, really, really special. It is. It's incredible. They don't just throw here's some grass or here's some turf. I mean, they go deep and make your backyard something really special. So you're looking to make your backyard where the people want to be. You want to put in a volleyball court. You want to put in a basketball court. You want to put in a pickleball court. Hoag, HOGUELS.com. Hoag Landscape Services. Hoag, HOGUELS.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Yeah, excited to get Devin in here. We'll work with him and see where he is. Right, try to get him caught up to speed to see, if he can help us. So this is an opportunity for Devin to compete, come in, learn how we do things, and see how he can fit in and how he can help us.
Devin White, a Houston Texan. Devin White has been...
It's kind of a crazy story, isn't it? The rise and fall of Devin White. How many years do you think he's been in the league?
Not long.
Six years.
Yeah, 6 years.
6 years.
What's the deal? Because he was really, really good.
My man from... I think he just slowed down. My man from Tampa Bay, one of the reasons that he got out of being the analytics director is he got upset with... Well, he didn't want to raise his family in Tampa, his kids, but... The other thing was he got really upset, and Tyler didn't get really upset, but he's like, when they drafted Devin White over Josh Allen, Josh Hines Allen, pass rusher, he was like, look, guys, I think Devin White's good too, but middle linebackers do not have the same value or career lifespan that a pass rusher has. And, Devin White started off really good, and they're like, yeah, what do you think now, Tyler? And then guess what? Tyler was right. Devin White was out of the league. This is his third team, I think. He was a street free. He was a street free agent.
How?
I don't know. It's the weirdest thing. I mean, he went from being this really good player. Jamal Adams is a street free agent. Just LSU just cranks out a bunch of guys that can't play, I guess, John. I don't know. Joe Burrow's hurt all the time. I guess that's what it is.
No, Joe Burrow's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. But
no, I don't know. It's weird. Jamal Adams just, he became limited. He's just too limited. NFL football is not about box safeties anymore. So too many limitations with Jamal, and he's a pain in the ass. With Devin White, I don't know. I'm going to try to dig around because, I mean, it's got to be a speed thing, an injury. I don't know. I don't know what happened to where he just fell out of the league so quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, he was cap casualty over there. I'm talking about over there at Tampa at one point. Yeah. And then where did he go last year? Where was he? Tampa? Where was he?
Well, last year he was with Tampa.
Oh.
He was with Tampa for 5 years.
Well, he went to another team.
The Eagles signed him.
He went to the Eagles.
But he never played a snap for them.
Yeah.
And they just cut him?
Yeah.
That's wild. I don't know what's going on. I mean, you know, he obviously can't play the same anymore. He wouldn't be sitting here with the whole league able to pick up a linebacker. I mean, he shouldn't just be available to you. But if he adds depth or whatever, that's great. And D'Amico's going to give it a twirl, but fans will get excited because of the name, but the game has obviously fallen off considerably.
You know, in D'Amico's defense, I mean, he may thrive because that middle linebacker makes a lot of plays. We'll see. I mean, Neville Hewitt has been really good the last couple of weeks. Really good. And, you know, Christian Harris was coming on like gangbusters last year. Maybe this is the right spot for Devin White. Maybe Devin White's going to make some – I mean, D'Amico – now, there's one guy that knows the linebacker position – it's D'Amico, and maybe he turns Devin White. He turns his career. Sometimes you got to be in the right spot, and maybe that this is the right spot for Devin White. Hopefully, that's going to be the case.
Who's he going to? I mean, he's not going to play. Well, this concerns me about Christian Harris. I'm not going to lie.
We're getting
deep. Yeah, and Al-Shaair as well.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But 200.
Toe.
Do it again. Why do I always do this?
Why can't
what is
you just
it?
Say
I don't
toe,
know.
Toe.
What is it again?
Toe.
Yeah.
Toe.
Like it's uh-oh. Toe.
Just call him Henry. Just call him Henry.
Okay. Henry T is he was back at practice. Kamari Lassiter was back at practice.
Yeah.
That was a little bit of a surprise because I thought Dell had been crapping all over him saying, "Oh, you're out for a long time." And oh, look at this. He comes back. Imagine that. But you know who else is back at practice? DeForest Buckner, who people thought were going to be out a lot longer, he's back at practice and likely to play along with Jonathan Taylor. So that's not great. Although he was there in game one, and the Texans ran all over them.
Yeah, I ain't worried about the Colts, are you?
No, but I wasn't worried about the Hornets either, so I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, We got Kelvin Sampson going to be joining us at the bottom of next hour, 8:30, right here on ESPN 97.5. We got a couple of tickets to give away. Let's give away a couple of tickets to the University of Houston and Texas A&M basketball game on Sunday. Get over there. If you don't win these tickets, go to anytixanytix.com and buy some tickets. The proceeds, a portion of the proceeds, are going to go to the Barrel Recovery Fund. Over $6 million, or right around $6 million, has been raised so far to benefit residents of Fort Bend, Harris, Montgomery, and Waller counties who were affected by Barrel. But this is more money into the pot, and you get to enjoy the basketball game between Texas A&M and University of Houston. But we got a couple to give away right now at 713-780-3776 at exactly 7:50. Give us a call, 7:50. Give us a call, and we will give away two tickets to caller number four. Caller number four, you get two tickets to that game. Kelvin Sampson joining us at the bottom of the
hour. All right, let's break it right here. When we come back, we'll try to get a little bit more on track. Gary, but not that Gary. It says on the board, wants to talk some Texans. So if you guys, you got Rockets basketball, still haven't, I'd like to get our first Rockets caller officially of the year. Give us your thoughts on the game, what you saw, what you liked, what you didn't. You got Texans taking on Colts. Big one for the Texans. You want to wipe out everyone in the division as quickly as possible. Texans sitting there at 5-2. And while, John, they're only a 4.5-point favorite. That feels, you know, that would make them about a 1.5-point favorite on a neutral field. It'd make the Colts, frankly, a 1.5-point favorite at home. I think the line makers are starting to adjust for Nico Collins being out, but we'll talk about that when we come back. 7:48 right here on the show.
Well, we should talk about Zadik then.
Then we should talk about Zadik. Zadik actually is doing this Breitling watch. It's a Texans watch. It's a limited edition, and I'm going to go to that on November 1st. I want to go see the special unveiling. It's going to be really cool. That's one of the many things they do. You know, in October, they turned their entire place into an Oktoberfest, basically. They called it, no, that was in September. It's Watch Timber. So in September, they had a watch. They had this cool. They had the Bavarian pretzels and the beer. This is unlike anything you've ever seen, but it's not a gimmicky. It's really not a gimmicky jewelry location. It's enormous. They just have the size for that. 28,000 square feet, two-level spot. They've been on Post Oak for over four decades, but they just moved to the new location just a couple of years back. And they have amazing designer watches and rings and necklaces and tennis bracelets and whatever you're looking for whatever occasion, Zadig is going to hit it out of the park for you. But the people who work there also can walk you in the right direction to educate you on diamonds, on the different settings that there are. What are the hot, you know, metals? Because, you know, platinum will be big at one point, and all of a sudden, nope, we're back to rose gold. And it's, you know, what's the hot metals that people really love, that women love, especially right now? Well, you need to know those things, and that's what the experts know. Just head on over to Zadig Jewelers and let them handle everything for you. I promise you, the best selection you're going to find. Incredible, incredible pieces. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard is Zadig Jewelers.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, we got some calls. If you want to get in, talk about the Rockets' loss last night, 110-105. The gang that couldn't shoot straight again. I mean, come on. Hit more than 37%, boys. Let's go. Just looked awful and fell apart again in the fourth quarter. Fell apart. Had a lead, double-digit lead for a lot of the game and just fell apart. That's one that stings because at the end of the year you go, you lost to Charlotte. Now, what are you doing? What are you doing losing to Charlotte? Was Mike there? Did you see Mike?
Mike. Oh, Mike Holly? No, it was just Fisher.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan at the game? Oh, yeah, because of Charlotte. No, he wasn't there. Two actors from Outer Banks were there, and they were dressed like, you know, Hollywood people like you and Eric Layden and these guys from Outer Banks. He had the white guy had the sunglasses on his white T-shirt that was probably a T-shirt that cost $300, and he had his sunglasses hanging off of him, and he had his leather jacket on. With his
which
you know,
guy from Outer Banks?
The white guy.
It's a show that has a lot of white guys.
Well, it was a white guy and black guy. They called him. They go, "Welcome, salt and pepper." And I said, "That's not appropriate
to say." They didn't
say
salt and pepper.
Well, they could have.
Was it John B? Was it or was his real name Chase? Which one was it?
I don't know. White guy with kind of a scruffy, with a little bit of just stubble.
Blonde.
Rudy Pinko.
And he had brown hair.
Yeah,
he had a ring that he was wearing a silver ring on his pointing finger.
Yeah, which
white guy, Rudy Pinko or Drew Starkey?
Chase, whatever his last name is.
Probably Chase.
Probably Chase.
Jonathan I think it was Chase. Actually, I think it was
Chase.
Are y'all reading
guy.
Real names, by
yes,
the way?
Yes, he's reading the cast. The black guy is Jonathan Davis.
Yeah, Jonathan Davis was there.
Okay.
Was there only one more black guy?
There's only one. Yeah, there's only
okay,
one.
Okay, well, it was him. And then probably, I think it was Chase is the other guy.
Chase.
Okay. That sounds like a white guy named Chase.
Well, yeah, so does
name the black Chase.
Why was it Madeline Klein there?
Name a black Chase.
Who knows, John? No one knows.
Dell, name a black
Where
Chase.
Where was Fiona Palomo?
Wasn't the one.
He would have noticed. He would have noticed Fiona.
I did see some people with Rap-A-Lot Records chains. I don't know if they were famous or not, but Rap-A-Lot Records was represented there. I didn't. Oh, Joe Mixon came out and took the first shot.
He did.
Bucket. Like, you can tell Joe knows how to hoop.
Yeah, Joe can play.
Joe can hoop. He went out there without a care in the world and just splashed it immediately, yeah. And it turned around and threw up the H like Cal taught him to.
He did. He throw up the H?
Do you know a black Chase, Del?
I was trying to think. Yeah, Chase Brown, the Bengals running back.
He's
from Canada.
I got
Jamar
you.
Jamar Chase.
No, he doesn't mean last names.
He's
but
from
I,
Canada.
I gave you one.
Canada doesn't
no,
count.
You didn't say... You didn't say
you
black
like
Americans.
Oh, yeah, we're going over.
Pretty sure.
Going over there, we're going to go fight them in the pasture.
Is he
you're
from,
not,
is he
I'm
from
not
North Dakota that. Or Canada?
Yeah.
No, that's he's from Canada. Canadian. He and his
no,
brother.
Your accent.
They talk like this.
Oh,
hey,
once
Frenchie,
you get to,
Frenchie.
When it gets really cold, it's the same thing. No. But yeah, I don't count Canadian.
What about Chase and Hines?
No, that doesn't count.
That's Chase and that's different.
That's the same.
It's Jamar Chase. You know
that doesn't count either.
How many black Quins do you know?
Quinn.
I don't know any personally.
Yeah.
But as far as in history.
Quinn Buckner.
Well, there it is. Quinn Buckner. That's old school, though.
You got to go old school. How many white Jamals do you know?
I don't know any
or
white
you can
Jamals.
Use Jamar either.
I don't know any white Jamars.
I know a Jamal, but he's black.
Yeah. I'm quite certain. What about why can't we start mixing and matching some names?
Yeah.
To where we're like, okay, well,
why
let's
can't
come
we have
together.
A Shaniqua?
I need
from now on Abigail Shaniqua.
Oh boy.
No.
No, we're not doing that.
We're not doing Shaniqua. That's over the top stereotype.
What?
Shaniqua.
You want Jamals?
I'm just asking.
There's
if you
a
know
lot
a white
more
Jamal.
Jamals than there are Shaniquas.
Do you know a Jamar or Jamal that's a white guy? I don't know any white Rodneys.
Oh, yeah. I know a white Rodney. I do.
Rodney?
I know. Yeah, Rodney. Yeah. Yep.
What about a white Roderick?
I don't know about Roderick. No.
I'm sure there's someone in England named Roderick who's white.
Yeah, England is probably the...
Chase Young.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. That was a good one. Yeah, you probably got that off of Twitch or something.
Yeah, Fox sent it.
Yeah,
Chase Young. Let's get a call in here. Gary wants to get on the air and talk about something. Hey, Gary, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I've been a Nick Caserio critic for a very long time. Honestly, since he hired David Culley, I felt like that was inexcusable. Still do. But I want to say, like, with the offensive line issues and all of the, you know, the different things that we see, you know, when you pick C.J. Stroud, which we have to give him credit for that, right? If you have one job as a GM, it's to find the quarterback, and he's done that. However, like, you know, we have a good record. But looking at this team, like, the offensive line is a mess, right? And at this, like, it's his job to assemble the offensive line. Why would we trade out of the first round if we wanted to make Stephon Diggs the freaking possession receiver? Like, Noah Brown could have did that. Like, why does Titus Howard have an extension? What's the safety that's always hurt? Why do we extend him? Like, I think some of this stuff comes down to team construction, and, like, Nick Caserio has been hailed as, like, this great savior, which he has found us a quarterback. I mean, Kenyon Green is an absolute bust. That dude's going to be out of the league in 2 to 3 years. Sauce Gardner's a better quarterback than, you know, Stingley. Right? Stingley's still a good player, but at the end of the day, you passed on the better player. The list goes on. He has done some good things. Will Anderson is good. DJ Stroud is a star. Overall team construction is a problem, and I just hadn't heard it mentioned enough. And I just think we need it needs to be balanced. He's not a bust. I mean, I'm not saying he should be fired, but I do have questions about his team construction, and I always have. And frankly, CJ Stroud covers up a lot of his water.
I think that's fair.
That's fair.
I think that's a fair comment, because yep. I didn't think he did a great job early on, and then, you know, all it takes is one draft class to really help you take off, and that there's no doubt that the Will Anderson, CJ Stroud class, I mean, it is going to cover up some stuff. I think Nick has done an okay job. The Stephon Diggs thing, they wanted to take a big step. They wanted a guy who was another, let's face it, we can all love Tank Dell as much as we want. By the way, I talked to the scout who told me about Tank's weight. I saw him at, I said, I'll never forget when you told me, I saw him at the Longhorn game, when you told me that Tank was playing at 157. He goes, no, he played at 153 at University of Houston. I'm like, he was 153? He goes, oh, yeah. 153
and never got hurt,
and didn't get hurt, and now he's been hurt three times here with the Texans. But you know, I think you're always going to be a little concerned about size. You know, Xavier Worthy has gotten hurt too. Small guys get hurt in the NFL. With that said, it's one of the reasons why I think they went out and got Stephon Diggs. As much as you like Tank, you just don't. It's hard to just say you can 160 some odd pound guy maybe. That you can rely on him to stay healthy. So getting Diggs, I didn't have a problem with getting Diggs. You know, you can question some things. Second round pick is a lot to. I don't look at it necessarily as trading out of the first round and you get Stephon Diggs. I didn't. You know, the way that they did that and they got an additional pick too. I don't get upset about that. The Diggs thing is they voided the last 3 years of the contract. They agreed to do that so that Stephon could get to the market. That's what he wanted to do. You want him happy. If you're going to bring him in, you don't want him to be a problem. So you bring him in. I think he's performed pretty well for the Texans. I don't have any problems with him so far. I don't hate that. Like, let's say, well, right now, where would you be if it was Noah Brown and Tank Dell? and I don't know who else. Xavier Hutchinson with no Nico. It'd be a I got news for you. It'd be a problem. It wouldn't be great.
Wait, Stephon Diggs has not been a problem.
I don't really have a problem with Nick. I don't think Nick. Do you have a problem with how Nick did it? His problem. No. Gary's problem was you traded. He was equating trading basically a first round pick for Stephon Diggs, but you traded out of the first, and everyone's going to point to you could have had Brian Thomas, right? Everyone's going to say that. But I think for what, I don't think they wanted to get a rookie. I think they wanted a veteran to pair with Nico, basically.
Listen, he's not been a problem. You know, maybe Chris Strasser, the offensive line coach, is a problem. Jonathan Alexander had a mailbag in which he was asked, how fixable are the Texans' pass protection problems? He said, hey, could you fire Strasser? Yeah. I mean, the offensive line struggles. Can you make any changes? Yeah, you can fire Strasser, and maybe Zach Yenser gets promoted, or you bring in some kind of consultant. It sure would be nice if they got another set of eyes on this offensive line, because, let's face it, when he was asked, actually, Jonathan said, I asked DeMeco's flat out, does he have faith in him? And he said DeMeco just kind of dodged the answer. He didn't answer directly. He said it's not one person, it's a whole problem. But maybe, I mean, there were simple mistakes that the offensive line made. We don't know anything about offensive line play, and we know that they look terrible against simple stunts.
I will say, my dad looked at something. He watched the game, and he noticed something. He goes, I don't know if that's a coaching thing or if it was a bust. He goes, you know, sometimes it's a coaching thing. Sometimes you coach guys to do certain things that can make it harder on them. So I don't know. You know, I don't know how much the O-line coach has to do with it. I know Kenyon Green's technique has gotten better from when he came in. It should. That's part of it. But,
well,
yeah,
Kenyon Green,
I mean it's not as good as it needs to be. Yeah, it's not as
– Kenyon Green is the 15th overall pick is a bust so far.
14th.
A 13th. 13th overall pick.
13th. Okay, 13th. It just keeps – 12th.
No, he was 13th.
Just keeps getting lower.
4th overall.
He's the 13th overall pick. He's a bust. He's
definitely not been great. But you look at the amount of money and draft picks you've spent on let's see, there's four firsts between your left tackle, right tackle, and left guard. There's four first-round picks. There's a second round.
Juice was a second.
There's a second round at your center. And there's big contracts with right guard, right tackle, left tackle.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's not like you haven't tried. Nick Caserio's tried to get that, and Bill O'Brien at the beginning tried to get the offensive line where it needed to be, but for the money and picks, it is not good.
Well, you got two first-round picks that you used.
Yeah, it's not good enough. That's why I said four first-round picks.
Yeah.
I used the two for Tunsil.
Three, four, right. I mean, and a second. Wow.
Four firsts, a second, and three big contracts.
Yeah, they're trying. It's just not – and it's the weakest part of the team right now, the weakest part. But there is – okay, when we come back, we got a break. We're way behind again, but
I will consult. Holler at your boy, and I'll go find you some guys. Let me know. I want to get out of here anyway.
All right.
All I do is have to run boards. Nobody cares.
Do you get paid extra? Because
no, I don't get paid extra to run the board.
You don't get paid extra.
Well, that's interesting. Because other people don't get paid extra to do stuff either.
Their job. I'm having to do a second. It's actually a third job. I do NFL. I'm a producer and I'm a host.
Host. Yeah,
three jobs,
and you know what you can use your money on betting on underdog.
You can. I give you an example. Maybe you said, you know, it'd be great right now is to go lower on Josh Giddey 26.5 rebounds, points and assists, to go higher on points and rebounds for Alperen Şengün, and to go lower on Fred VanVleet total points. You might have won last night. It's that simple. Underdog Fantasy makes it that simple. They say, look, we're going to give you a lot of different stats to choose from for a lot of different players. And what you're going to be able to do in the cash pick'em game is to pick higher or lower. You think the player is going to have more or less, higher or lower statistics? It could be in the World Series. It could be an NBA. It could be NFL. College football, they have them there. There's so many to choose from. And a new cool feature that they just added is the Win Now button. They now have a Win Now button to where you can just stop what you're doing and say, I'm just going to take this now. I'm going to take the money I made right now, and we'll stop it right now. They also have profit boosters. Yesterday, last night, there was a 50% profit booster right there in your lobbies waiting for you. Why would you not tag that into what you're doing for your highs and lows, your cash pick'em game? It's very easy to play along with the games you're watching and win real money, and it's completely legal here in the state of Texas. All you have to do is simply download the app, go to the app store, download the app, and then let's get busy getting this started, okay? Download the app and sign up with promo code Lance. Deposit right now and get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. That's promo code Lance. You must be 18 or older in present state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.com. Or.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.